that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Possibly be a vaccine to prevent soldiers and others in high trauma jobs from getting PTSD or post-traumatic stress syndrome. It's working by blocking ghrelin, a hormone produced in the stomach that regulates metabolism and is tied to cognitive functioning. It's another example of treating a symptom, not the problem, of course, ladies and gentlemen, with a drug that has dangerous side effects. Here's RT with a report on this new vaccine. Scary stuff.
We make a lot of drugs here in the U.S. And now, researchers at MIT are working on a new one, too, a vaccine to prevent post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. The vaccine wouldn't erase the memories of the traumatic event. It would just stop the vaccinated person from having bad health effects from the trauma. Almost 250,000 soldiers have been affected by PTSD from fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq since 2001. So, researchers are thinking that the vaccine would be great to give to soldiers so they won't develop PTSD after, you know, blowing people's heads off. The way the vaccine works is by messing around with a hormone produced in the stomach called ghrelin. You'd get a shot, and then for a year that shot would lower your ghrelin levels. While they were conducting experiments, researchers noticed that when they blocked the receptors for ghrelin, fear was reduced. So the vaccine blocks ghrelin, and that would in turn block the vaccinated person's susceptibility to develop PTSD when they experience trauma. But here's the thing. Your stomach produces ghrelin for a reason. It acts as a neuromodulator that stimulates appetite and also enhances aspects of cognitive function. According to the director of the neuroendocrinology lab at Rockefeller University, blocking ghrelin could make people anorexic and also mess up a person's physiology in lots of other ways. So the vaccine might possibly block you from getting PTSD when you blow someone's head off, but it also might mess up your metabolism and your thinking. In other words, it's another example of us creating a medication with potentially grave side effects. And it's another example of us creating another medication designed to treat symptoms rather than fixing the root of the problems themselves. The medication is designed to deal with the feelings you have about traumatic events, instead of having us deal with stopping the traumatic events in the first place, which is perfect. Because in America, we want to blow other people's heads off and then just take a pill so we won't be traumatized by it. It's better living through chemistry, at least for us medicated zombies here in America. Sorry, rest of the world, we're currently not working on a pill to help you with the stress of getting your head blown off by our soldiers. Tonight, let's talk about that by following me on Twitter at TheResident.
So that was the resident talking about that new vaccine. Vaccine for soldiers with PTSD. Wow. Yikes. Let's get to another list here of things that I find to be important, and that, Daisy Luther, contributor to Activist Post, does as well. 10 New Year's resolutions that every prepper should make in 2014. We're going to go through these 10 New Year's resolutions. I know it's a couple days now after New Year's, but it's never too late to make a resolution when it comes to prepping. Every year, people make a series of New Year's resolutions that are usually forgotten by the time you flip the page of the calendar over to February. This list starts with some of the standard resolutions that everyone makes, like losing weight or quitting smoking or stop drinking or whatever that may be. But makes this year the year to improve your life right now and your chances of survival later and start prepping. Here are the 10 things that you ought to make as your prepper's New Year resolution. Producer, drum roll please. At number one, get in shape. Yeah, that's right. Move that tuchus of yours around and get in shape. Some of us may have already been in the best shape of our lives, spending our free time running marathons on the weekends that we don't dog sled race on mountain climb or whatever. That was written awkwardly. Anyways, for the rest of us, there could be room for improvement. Think about the tasks that are pertinent to a survival situation and train for them as though they are your sport and you want to make the Olympic prepping team. Yeah, I'd like to join the Olympic prepping team. So get ready and get in shape. And, folks, I need to get in better shape. I was exercising every day, and then the baby was born, and, well, life happens, and I lost touch with that. So even if it's 10 minutes during the morning, I think you can really get a lot out of that. I take the baby on walks. That's my means of exercise these days. And we try to go for a long walk, and I try to get, you know, my heartbeat up and running and so forth and so on. And number two, lose weight if you need to. This also gets into getting into shape. There are lots of ways of doing it. Mr. Producer, should I share your results with the listeners? Are you there? Well, I'm not going to do it if he doesn't give me permission. That would be rude of me. So, Mr. Producer, if you are there and you don't mind me sharing your results with our listeners about the weight stuff, let me know. Let me know. But not everyone has the extra pounds to lose, of course. But if you do, there's no time like the present to start. If the stuff hits the fan, you're going to have to live off your fat fast. Trust me on this one. If anything, a great deal of excess body fat just might be the thing that kills you. If you're more than a few pounds overweight, you are dramatically reducing your chances for survival, as well as your ability to care for other family members in a crisis situation. And number three, here in our list of 10 New Year's resolutions that every prepper should make in 2014, give up a bad habit. And that's a New Year's resolution that's a bit more normal. But hey, do you smoke, drink too much alcohol, eat too much nasty food? Well, now's the time to give up some of those bad habits. Can you imagine how much worse it would be to deal with a disaster while also going through nicotine withdrawal? Think about that for a second. And number five, reduce your dependency on pharmaceutical medications where possible. And speaking of withdrawal, take a look at your medicine cabinet. I realize that not everyone is able to stop taking prescription medications, and I'm certainly not recommending that you make a decision like this without the input of your doctor, as they say. But get off the pharmaceutical medications and look and natural treatment alternatives, as well as various means to improve your nutrition, to combat specific health problems, and stock up accordingly. And number five here, practice your marksmanship skills. Most skills require frequent practice, especially shooting. Make a weekly commitment to practicing marksmanship or self-defense, whether you shoot a gun or a bow, throw knives, or use a slingshot. Get ready. You want to be accurate when it counts. And when we come back from this quick break, we'll get into the other five resolutions that every prepper should make in 2014. This is our list here of 10 New Year's resolutions that every prepper should make in 2014. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. We also have open phone lines if you'd like to join us. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the top 10 year's resolutions that every prepper can make.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. And
the first five were to get in shape, lose weight if you need to, give up a bad habit, reduce your dependency on pharmaceutical medications, and at number five, practice your marksmanship. The next five on this list here, number six, learn a skill that is completely different from your other skills. This is a great way to become more well-rounded. If, for example, your skills are hunting and protecting the homestead, learn how to garden or how to preserve what you've hunted. Alternatively, if your skills are along the lines of needlework and cooking, learn to fire a gun with accuracy or how to chop firewood. Even if you have a partner that generally does these things, you never know when someone might be ill or injured and unable to perform their usual duties. And number 7 here on our New Year's Preppers Resolutions, recommit yourself to building your stockpile. We all go through phases where we are less motivated about building our stockpile, of course. This is a great time to recommit. Start out by doing an inventory. Because if you don't know what you have, you don't know what you need. Then take a look at your budget and plan how much you are going to spend of your monthly grocery bill on items for your pantry. Review the pantry information that's found online. There's all sorts of resources on that. So folks, recommit yourself to building your stockpile. Every time you go to the grocery store, buy one can of food, for crying out loud. It's better than nothing. And when stuff hits the fan, it will definitely come at a well-needed moment. And number 9 here on our list, plan your perfect retreat. Whether you plan to buy a cabin in the woods, a little farm tucked away, or if you intend to bloom where you've planted, spend some time making plans. Either make a list of your needs and relocation requirements and a plan of acquiring your new home, or decide what needs improving where you're at right now. Devote yourself to making this the year that you and your family create the perfect prepper homestead. And last but not least here on our list of New Year's resolutions for preppers, disengage from the system in every way possible. Make it your goal to disengage from the system in at least one way, large or small. Maybe you will homeschool your children, something we will definitely be doing here in the Tuscan household. Become self-employed, something I'm doing as we speak. Build an off-grid power supply, or begin growing your own food instead of buying it from the grocery store. Whatever you choose, by becoming self-sufficient in that area, you are freeing yourself from government control because you just don't need whatever they happen to be selling. So Happy New Year's, folks. I want to thank Daisy Luther, the organic prepper. This article is also on the Activist Post. 10 New Year's resolutions that every prepper should make. All right, I hope that was helpful, folks. I certainly enjoyed that list. Excuse me while I take a sip here of some fluoride-free water. I'm drinking my magnesium powder in it. And, okay, I'm going to get a little verklempt here. And we do have open phone lines if you would like to join us and add to that list. Or if you have anything on your mind for the rest of the show tonight, I will just take your calls. I got a lot more to get to, but if you want to interrupt, I'll allow you to do so. Call us, toll-free, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and we'll talk to Greg in California. Hello, Greg.
Hello, Bob. First-time caller.
First-time host. No, I'm joking. What's up, man?
Well, I just wanted to ask you if you could, that lady you had on before the last clip, what was her name that was talking? She was the good outlaw and the bad outlaw. She was talking about, her name?
I do. That's Josie the Outlaw.
Oh, that's right. John Stadtmiller. Didn't he have her?
I think he was supposed to. Mr. Producer, did he end up connecting with her?
I don't think he did.
They were supposed to, and I don't know what happened. And my friend Larkin Rose is also working with her, from what I understand. We'll have them both on in this new year, I promise.
Say, Bob, do you have her contact number? Email or something?
I have Larkin's information. I don't have hers. I believe she's on my Facebook account.
And I thought John Stadtmiller had josie@something.com. I think her email was given out a couple of, two or three weeks ago. But, yeah, how do I get a hold of Larkin? How do you pronounce that lady? Is it a lady, the other person?
No, Larkin Rose is a gentleman, and he's kind of the grandfather, if you will, of this sort of research, and was one of the tax prisoners a while back. He was put in a cage for not putting up with the government taxation. And he's a great wealth of information. His name is Larken, L-A-R-K-E-N, Rose, as in Rose. And you can reach him by going to his website, LarkenRose.com, I believe is the site. Let me triple check that on that, Rose.com. Let me make sure that gets you there. Yep, it does. And then once you go to LarkenRose.com, you'll find a contact button, and he does receive his emails there, and he can get a hold of them.
Does that have to be emailed through the website? Because I don't have a computer, but I have email.
Larken at LarkenRose.com.
Okay. All right. That's well, I tell you, I'm really enjoying the show.
Thanks,
man. Tuned in. I've listened to other parts of your show, but this is the first time I've tuned in late again, and it's very, very interesting. So that was Josie the Outlaw, wasn't it?
Yep, Josie the Outlaw.
Yeah, I think it was .com, but okay. All right, I'll contact him. Thank you very much, Bob.
Not a problem. Thank you for your call, Greg. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir.
Tune in more often, will you? Jeez.
I will, sir.
Thank you. All right, Well, thank you. Let's continue here. Got a lot to get to before the end of the show. You know, I do 3 hours Monday through Friday, and at the beginning of the show, I'm like, oh, 3 hours. How am I going to do this? And then by the end of the show, I'm like, geez, where did the time go? I need more time. I need to do my show for 30 hours a day. Wait, there aren't 30 hours in a day. Geez, that would be nice, wouldn't it? There were 30 hours in a day. Geez. All right, so in the stack of stuff still remaining, and we will take calls if we get them, so if you do want to join us, 800-313-9443. The Chinese consulate in San Francisco was hit by arson fire. We'll discuss that for just a moment or two. IMF paper warns of savings tax and mass write-offs as the West debt hits a 200-year high. The NSA seeks to build a quantum computer that could crack most types of encryption. That's a big story here. And, of course, another Chinese story is up on our website that I wrote. Spy cams in China can't see through the smog. No. So they're saying we got to do something about this, of course. Yeah. Gun re-registration begins in D.C., mainly to arrest and confiscation. We'll talk about that a little bit on the remaining portion of tonight's show, and, well, a whole host of other things to get to. 800-313-9443. That's the number to join us here on the final moments of tonight's show. We have a half hour to go and a lot more to get to. 800-313-9443. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say. Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Gun re-registration begins in D.C. and may lead to arrest and confiscation. Washington Times reports, for the first time in the United States, a citizen who has legally registered a gun will have to submit to a new renewal process. The consequences of not knowing about this new law or missing the specific 60-day window are dire. Starting on January 2nd, that's today, folks, every single D.C. resident who has registered a firearm since 1976 must go to the police headquarters to pay a $48 fee and be photographed and fingerprinted. Metropolitan Police Department estimates there are at least 30,000 registered gun owners. If the registrant does not go to the police station within 3 months after a set time frame, the registration is revoked. That citizen is then in possession of an unregistered firearm, which is a felony that carries a maximum penalty of a $1,000 fine and a year in jail. Oh, no. The powers that shouldn't be aren't coming after our Second Amendment rights? No. What are you talking about? This is all just normal stuff, normal regulations. We need government to do this kind of thing. We do. Right. 800-313-9443, the number to join us if you would like to jump on board for the remaining moments of tonight's show. Anything you like. 800-313-9443. Let's talk to Roger. Hello, Roger.
Hey, Bob.
How are you?
Hey, this is my second time listening to you.
This is my second time listening to me as well, by the way, Roger.
Okay. What I want to bring up is, I think it's a good subject, you know, and I'm sure you sound like you know, and this is my second time, and you guys, you had last night, Deborah Tevers.
Deborah Tevara. Roger, have you been drinking a little bit tonight, man?
Oh, no.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, anyhow, I don't know. I look at your picture here and a little reggae going on there.
Oh, so you have a little smoke going on. All right, cool.
No, whatever. Yeah, pick and choose, I guess. The poison or who's wrong at it.
All right.
But anyhow, my thought is that solutions, you know, you and I could probably be talking like we're the choir a little bit here, but it says solutions that we have to have an answer about here, you know, what's going on and everything in the subject. I always hear people talking about the causes of things, what's happening, and everything else. In fact, I look at your picture here. I don't know, is that a recent picture?
I'm not sure what you're looking at, but okay, yeah.
What's up? Yeah, the one you got, Bob Toskin, you know, Toskin, on the thing. Well, anyhow, my point is that I just wanted to know what your thought is on everything that is going on in the United States, with Obama, everything that's going on. What is the bottom line solution? I just want to hear what you've got your input on.
You want a bottom line solution to everything that's going on.
Well, is it spiritual or is it we're all on our own like animals and we're going to make this work, or we're all going to go ahead and succumb to what is our demise, what's getting ready to happen here? I mean, I don't know.
You made the statement, are we all on our own like animals? And who's often... Who's often credited in saying that, do you know?
Well, my point is that that's how
we look at it. It's Charles Darwin. Charles Darwin is the one who is often given the credit for putting forth the idea of survival of the fittest, and that we're, as human beings, involved with the same sort of selected development. The survival of the fittest. And the bottom line is, if you really take a closer look at Darwin's work, in fact, he does not speak about human beings being subjected to the same sort of thing. And the social Darwinist would have you believe otherwise, but Darwin spoke of human beings as being evolved to a place that they don't go through the same barbaric rigmarole of nature. And of course there are some things that they compete with and so on and so forth, but they experience empathy for others outside of their own kinship, unlike any other animal, so to speak. And we're not animals because of this, any other beings in creation. And he talked about human beings being a custodian on this planet or of this planet. And I feel that ultimately we ought to be, that the aberrant behaviors are put forth by manipulation, and that manipulation is scarcity mostly. If you look at the role scarcity has on behavior, it's quite interesting. Pavlov, you know who Pavlov is, right?
Well, I'm not in evolution at all. I believe in creatism.
Well, okay, Pavlov is the guy who does all the behavioral psychology, and he did it. He's most known for his tests with dogs. But he also did a test with chickens, where he created an abundance of food and water for those chickens. And by the way, just a quick aside.
How do you catch a pig? Okay, I read it.
What's that?
How do you catch a pig? I already read it. So I know where you're going.
All right, cool. Well, let me share with the rest of the listeners. And by the way, I wasn't commenting on evolution and the validity of that. That's a whole different show and conversation. But Pavlov did a test with chickens where he provided an abundance of food and water for those chickens. So whenever they were hungry or thirsty, they would go to the feeder and there would always be food or water there in complete abundance. Well, he then removed some of that food and water and put some back and took it away and tweaked the constant abundance that was once there and introduced scarcity and then more abundance and so on. And anyways, he found that his ability to tweak their food also created them to steal, to create this pecking order, to hoard for the first time. They started to hoard and so on and so forth. And we're being manipulated in the same fashion by scarcity in that regard. So in a sense, our greatest solution is to have abundance and to be self-sustainable, not depending on anybody else or any other government agency.
I agree. But here's the problem with that. It's fought against us in every way. They're depleting us. We're cattle. That's what I meant at the very beginning. We're not animals. We've become cattle in the eyes of these people. And we have to have to where it comes down to the local people. It's educating the people again. We have to start there. We don't start from the top. We have to start within ourselves and our own communities. You know, we have to educate. And I'm telling you what, it's a battle within our own governments, in our own counties, in our own towns. It's being corrupted. I mean, I go to courts, I deal with them all the time, you know, and it's just amazing the loops. I mean, the cops are the arresters, the accusers, the executioners. I mean, they create your demise. And the court's wrong with it. And everything's been corporated. We're under a corporation. But after I get past all that, I've been at this for a long time, it comes down to a spiritual sense. And honestly, and I don't want to get religious, and I don't want to even mention it, but the point is there a God or not? There is a God, a true creator. He became flesh and died for everyone. You know what? If you don't think you can do anything without the supreme being that created everything here, this is a spiritual battle. Ephesians 6, right? Read the whole chapter, right? In King James, okay? I don't know what the other ones. They put through and here and out and around, right? But read it. That's where our battle is. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the last part of that. And that's where it's down to. Otherwise, we're going to be ran over by a country because we were born under God.
All right. Well, Roger, thank you for your call, brother. Good to hear from you. Stay in touch.
I didn't think you wanted to hear that, but...
No, it's not that I don't want to hear that. It's we're coming to a break here, so we're going to yield for our hard break. I don't choose when the breaks come. They are hard breaks. It's some radio lingo for you. And we'll come back with any final phone calls. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
World-renowned physician and STEM.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearly. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping. In
room-sized metal boxes, secure against electromagnetic leaks, the NSA is racing to build a computer that could break nearly every kind of encryption used to protect banking, medical, business, and governmental records around the world. According to documents provided by NSA contractor Ed Snowman Snowden, the effort to build a cryptologically useful quantum computer, a machine exponentially faster than classical computers, is part of a $79.7 million research program titled Penetrating Hard Targets. Much of the work is hosted under classified contracts at a laboratory in College Park. The development
of the quantum computer has long been a goal of many in the scientific community, with revolutionary implications for fields like medicine, as well as for the NSA code-breaking mission. With such technology, all forms of public key encryption would be broken, including those used on many secure websites. Folks, what's your take on this? The NSA seeks to build quantum computers that could crack most types of encryptions. I wonder if that's sound. The NSA appears to regard itself as a running neck and neck and neck with quantum computing labs sponsored by the European Union and the Swiss government, with steady progress but little prospect of an immediate breakthrough, reports the Washington Post. I don't know. Quantum computing, what is that? What does that mean? I know a little bit about quantum physics. I don't know a tremendous amount. I know a little bit about it. I find it fascinating. What does that mean? We'll try to squeeze in a few final phone calls in the last remaining moments of tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. Of course, if you want to email me, you can always email me, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. It's a heavily encrypted website that's extremely secure, that is never being sold to government agencies. It's all at gmail.com, so that's thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. In fact, I'm thinking about switching that up to a more safe and sound email client. I'll tell you once I do and what email client that is. It was just easy and convenient at first, so I went with it. You know. Anyways, what do I want to cover in the last moments of the show? See, that's kind of hard to decide. It's like I have this huge stack of stuff that I want to talk about. And I know I can't get to all of it. Maybe I can get to something more important. How about this? Has Zionist extremists helped create Britain's surveillance state? There's a headline for you. Or how about this fact? 40% of jobless youth facing mental illness symptoms, with 1 in 3 contemplating suicide. Let me repeat that statistic for you. 40% of jobless youth facing mental illness symptoms, with 1 in 3 contemplating suicide. Wonder how many of those are veterans. Of course, there's several stories about the military having our veterans come back from overseas, from Afghanistan and whatnot, and committing suicide. Trauma has a profound effect on the brain, folks. It really does. And it's a shame that these good men and women are succumbing to this trauma that they have to endure, they choose to endure. It really is a shame. They've been duped. They don't realize they're pawns, many of them. And they go through a lot as a result. What else do I want to get to? Japan's state secret law held by U.S. denounced by Japanese. That's a big story there. Of course, Fukushima was what we started the show off with. Perhaps it would be appropriate to end the show with Fukushima, just to put things in perspective. I think that right there is probably the biggest story right now. the biggest story. But no, you'll see more about Duck Dynasty now, several weeks later, or whatever BS there is out there, and you'll see very little about Fukushima. In fact, let's do a quick gauge. I do this from time to time. I go to Google.com, and I see what's trending on their news. I'll tell you the top three stories. I bet none of them, I know none of them, having to do with the situation in Fukushima. Number one story, big winter storm dumps 21 inches of snow in Massachusetts. So the weather is a bigger story than, well, Fukushima. Number two, Denver. Mayor gets high. No, wait. No, I take that back. Denver major get high marijuana tourism advertising campaign in the smokes. Major get high marijuana tourism advertising campaign in the smokes. Come to Denver and smoke pot. Get high in Denver. Mountain high. High is more fun. Dope is more fun. You won't find this or similar slogans if you travel and tourism advertisements in Denver, Colorado, yet. That's their next biggest story. And then California grants law license to undocumented immigrant is the third. And you know why? Because the bar could care less about your status. That's my first thought, is that what is a law license? What is a law license? It's a good question, right? All right. Former Israeli Prime Minister Sharon in critical condition. The dude's been in a coma for 7 years now. 7 years now, or at least that's what they're telling us. And now they're finally saying the guy's about to go. Okay, good riddance. Good riddance. Ariel Sharon, jeez. Don't get me started with that crook. Kerry's going to meet Israeli and Palestinian leaders. Yeah, right. He's continuing talks. And he hopes he can soon agree on a framework for peace deal. The two-state solution, yeah. Well, meanwhile, Israel is preparing to attack Hezbollah and drop white phosphorus gas. They're continuing to be active in covert and overt operations in Iran, and they're, well, a criminal rogue state that doesn't deserve to be there in the first place. They don't deserve to be in there in the first place, yet it still exists. And anybody who dares to say anything contrary, well, you're anti-Semitic. I got news for you. You're anti-Semitic if you are against the Semitic people who speak the Semitic languages, mostly what is now called the Palestinians. Not my Khazarian background, not my Ashkenazi Jews that are from Eastern Europe. No siree, Bob. This is the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll be back at it tomorrow night with Steve Starrs. Love you guys. See you then.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial.